You're listening to the VA Claims Authority. I'm Gary, Air Force veteran, VA disability claims strategist, and the guy who got denied, fought back, and won. I'm here to make sure the VA doesn't leave you behind. Whether you're filing your first claim or fighting your fifth appeal, this is your briefing. Let's get into it. Hook. Most veterans can claim additional disabilities without proving the new condition happened in combat or during service. You only need the right link to an existing service-connected condition. That link is called secondary service connection, and it costs a whole lot less time and stress than filing a brand new direct claim. Promise. In the next 10 minutes, I'll define what secondary service connection means under VA law, name the exact forms and medical evidence the VA respects, and give you one concrete action to take today that moves the claim forward. Not research more, but a specific document you can create and submit. The briefing. What is secondary service connection? First, the legal standard. Secondary service connection means a current disability resulted from or was aggravated by an already service-connected condition. The medical standard the VA applies is essentially causation. Is it, at least as likely as not, a 50% plus probability that the new condition was caused by or aggravated by the service-connected disability or its treatment? Two common examples, medication side effects. A veteran on medication for service-connected PTSD develops persistent acid reflux, or a mobility-limiting knee injury leads to altered gait and then causes lower back degeneration. Both can be secondary claims. Important distinction, causation versus aggravation. Causation means the new condition was caused by the original service-connected issue or its treatment. Aggravation means the service-connected condition made a pre-existing, stable condition materially worse. The VA accepts both paths, but you must show a medical nexus, a logical, evidence-backed link, not guesswork. Evidence checklist. What actually moves these claims? Start with this stack. Each item helps a judge, a rater, or the C&P examiner see the link clearly. 1. Service records that prove the original service-connected disability. 2. Treatment records showing the new condition and a timeline. 3. A dated symptom timeline you write, VA Form 21-4138 is perfect for this. 4. A medical opinion, ADBQ from VA or a private next. Put these pieces together and the claim becomes coherent. Who should write what? Use VA treatment providers for contemporaneous treatment notes. If the VA provider won't write a clear nexus, get a private physician who treats you to write a nexus letter, someone who knows your history and can explain causation in clear medical terms. DBQs are powerful because they use VA's own format, but a well-written private nexus letter can be even more persuasive if it lays out records and logic. Step-by-step example. GERD tied to PTSD medication. Walk with me through a practical packet. Step 1. Establish the timeline. Show when PTSD was service-connected and when the medication started. Step 2. Show onset of reflux symptoms, dates, ER or clinic visits, prescriptions for antacids, notes that you told a clinician about new heartburn after starting the medicine. Step 3. Get a medical opinion that says, in clear language, that the reflux is, at least as likely as not, caused by the medication prescribed for the service-connected PTSD. A sample nexus sentence. It is at least as likely as not, 50% or greater probability, that the veteran's gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, is proximately due to, or the result of, the veteran's PTSD medication initiated on, date. Put the medication name and dates in the opinion. Make the opinion tie records together. The veteran's first report of reflux occurred on date after initiation of medication. Review of records shows no prior GERD diagnosis. The temporal relationship, the pharmacologic profile of medication, and the absence of prior symptoms makes it at least as likely as not that the medication contributed to the veteran's GERD. That short paragraph, coupled with your treatment notes and VA Form 21-4138 timeline is the backbone of a secondary claim packet. Predictable VA responses and CNP prep expect the VA to question the nexus, their usual counters, insufficient nexus, gaps in treatment, or alternative causes not ruled out. Here's how to prepare. First, document medication start and stop dates. Bring pharmacy records. Second, bring your symptom timeline and any contemporaneous complaints to clinicians. Third, at the CNP, don't try to prove causation on the spot. Answer the examiner's questions honestly. Give dates, describe how symptoms began, and say whether symptoms worsened after the medication. Don't volunteer medical theories. Leave causation to the medical opinion. Instead, focus on clear timelines and facts. Also, anticipate alternative causes. Arguments. The VA will ask if heartburn could be from diet, alcohol, or prior history. Your packet needs to show why those alternatives are less likely. Absence of prior GERD, symptom onset tied to medication, or clinician notes ruling out other causes. That doesn't mean you need to eliminate every possible cause. You need a persuasive medical opinion that weighs the evidence and concludes secondary connection is at least as likely as not. Action step. Do this today. Download VA Form 21-4138 and fill it out as your dated symptom timeline. On it, list 1, the service-connected condition and award date, 2, the medication names and start date, 3, first date you noticed the new symptom, 4, brief statements about how the symptom affects daily life. Sign and date it. Then email your primary clinician or a private treating physician with a 1-paragraph request and this exact template line for a nexus. It is at least as likely as not, 50% or greater probability, that the veteran's new condition is related to service-connected condition or its treatment based on review of the available records and clinical history. Ask them to place that sentence on office letterhead and include dates and medication names. Do that today. This single packet will change how the VA views your claim. Close. Quick recap. Secondary claims need a clear timeline, treatment records, a focused medical nexus, and supporting lay statements. Don't try to win this at the CNP by arguing medical causation yourself. Build the paper record first. For templates, sample nexus wording, and a downloadable 21-4138 timeline you can fill out today, visit backclaimsauthority.com. If this episode helped you, share with a veteran who needs to hear it and leave a review. It helps other vets find practical guidance. That's your briefing. Now go execute. If this episode helped you, share it with a veteran who needs to hear it. And if you need help with your claim, whether it's an audit, a rebuttal, or a full strategy session, head to vacclaimsauthority.com. I've got the tools and the experience to help you win. I'll see you next episode. And remember, your service earned this. Don't let paperwork take it from you. The VA won't tell you this. I will